without flossing.
Hey, Phil, it's Matt, Local Splash. How are you, sir?
Hey, how's it going?
Ah, it's been really, really busy. Have you been busy?
Yeah, I'm just, I'm getting ready to go out and give a quote on a 7-building condominium complex.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
Well, that's
good. There you go. We're really working hard for you over here, just to let you know, to get everything, like, solidified and get your phone to start ringing. As I told you, it's usually, like, a couple weeks, but as mentioned, you know, you'll start seeing results the first 30 days. Google, to get your Google business profile set up, and since it's been suspended, right, we need to get one piece of documentation to them. They've given us a list of 4 different items. Okay.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so either...
I've just had 3 comps already,
yeah, do you have a business license yet? Or no?
Don't need one. We don't need one in South Carolina.
I mean, do you have an LLC? Did you set up an LLC for the business?
It's a DBA.
Okay. So did you get that already to Catherine or not yet?
I don't think you're saying to me.
A DBA. In other words, you filed a DBA. You filed a DBA though, right? You have a business DBA, right? Because every state makes you file a form. You pay like $35, and you have to put it in the newspaper, kind of thing, you know. And then it's like a cheap way of getting a business name and business.
South Carolina doesn't require all that. Anybody can set up like 13 different DBAs under one LLC. Under insurance, like when you go to do insurance and stuff like that, you just put down your LLC.
Do you have a form? Like, do you have an official piece of documentation? Like, when you set up an LLC or a DBA, in most states, you get a stamp, like, form. Like, you have, gone through the county recorder's office. You know, did you go down to the – oh, not there? You could just come up with a name and that's all you need?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you're a retail business and you sell products – then you have to, your DBA would have to file for EIN, which is a tax number, which is a tax record. But if you're outsourced, if you're a service company and you're outsourcing and you don't sell any products, then anybody can just say, I'm a DBA. And if you have the insurance for your, service company, then you basically just say, the insurance company would just put down your LLC and then DBA, whatever company you want.
Yeah.
The only thing you have to do a DBA for South Carolina would be if you're someone that sells a product or a retail company. Therefore, you need EIN to be taxed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a service and you're outsourced, if you're an outsourced service, say mobile detailer, then you wouldn't need to file for, not South Carolina at least.
Is there an official way to file for a DBA in South Carolina?
The only thing they would do is do an EIN on you. I can do an EIN. I do that. See, my other company, I did my other company about 2017, which was, I understand what you're saying is, ever since COVID and all that, Google's changed all their stuff.
Well,
I
need a form that shows you're a legit business. That's what we're running into.
Yeah.
Most guys I didn't know you didn't have like a legit like form or anything like that. So what we're trying to do is figure out,
If South Carolina required it, I definitely would. Since they don't require it, I mean, I have an EIN for my evidence. It's just such a pain in the rear end because I have to go in there, my accountant has to go in there and file nothing every quarter because there's nothing to file, so I'm not selling a product. So it'd be zeroed out for everything.
So
I have that.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So you don't have an LLC or a DBA or anything with this Phil's house washing, huh? Okay.
I have an LLC, yes. I have an LLC, but it doesn't say Phil's house washing.
Okay.
If I had an LLC for that, I'd have like two LLCs right now if I wanted to do it that way.
Can you do a name change on your LLC? And then we can put it as Phil's House Washing, and then that right there will solidify everything.
But I have another business too.
I understand. You said you have two LLCs, right?
That's why I was saying in the first place. That's why when you first tried to, when you sold me on it, I was like, I don't know how they're going to do Google because if I had the documents already, I wouldn't have needed your help.
Google's still going to have their requirements. There's nothing anybody can get around that. So what we're trying to do is problem solve it. That's what we're working on together. You have two LLCs, okay?
I'm saying I could if I wanted to go that route, I should have done an LLC for one business and an LLC for this business. But since I didn't want to go that route and just put everything under one umbrella, you know, that's what I was trying to do. My structure was to put it all under one LLC and DBA everything off of that. So if I came up with another business, say, then that would go anything by that, be a DBA too. But I understand that now I'm understanding what Google's doing. They didn't do it years ago, but now they're doing it. That's why I suspended is because they want, you know, where it's applicable. So say another state would require a license, a DBA, you have to require a DBA license. So South Carolina does not require a license. So it just be, you can just put it underneath your LLC and just put it on like insurance policy, like LLC DBA, you know? It's a little complex, but not really. It just depends on the state. So California probably is one of those kind of states that requires you to file a whole DBA with the state, right?
I mean, we got to show something with Phil's House Washing on it. That's what we got to do. Okay. And the only way it didn't work. We tried. Right. They need some type of do you have like a utility bill with Phil's House Washing on? Like, can you like get like one of your utility bills to show that name maybe? You know, that might work if that's possible. If that's not possible,
The only thing I'd be able to do is the EIN number. That's the only thing I'd be able to do.
Yeah, because they're really looking for like a big.
And I don't even know if they'll take that.
Yeah. Out of what Google's looking for, they're looking of one of four things: either a business state registration, a business license, which obviously you don't need, or a business utility bill.
Well, the EIN is connected to the state.
Yeah, but it doesn't have your business name on it, on the EIN.
It would.
Okay, if you can get us those. I mean, if you want to try that,
Yeah, my last resort. Yeah, I could have done that myself, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I just thought y'all give me Google. That's the whole issue why I was like, okay, yeah, you can all give me Google.
Yeah.
Verify that.
Well,
great, but,
I mean, we're definitely.
Yeah.
There's certain things that are out of all of our control. You know what I mean? Google's going to be Google, right? And we got to play ball, you know? Let's just get them the one piece of doc that they want. Try and do that. You know, worst case scenario, though, is there a way that we could get something with your business name, I mean, you could always do a name change on your LLC for, like, temporarily. You know, and then if you want, you could always change it back to a different, you know?
Yeah, no, I, yeah.
Hello?